Blog Talk Radio.
Is it coming out?
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Rad Reality Show. We're live. It's Manic Monday, and we're on the road to Vegas with Ron. It's me, Michelle.
I have my dress
here for everybody. And here we go. Okay, everybody, welcome. I have Ron on hold, so I'm going to pick him up. Hi, Michelle. Are you there?
Hello, my Tina.
Hello. And we've got Paul on the phone. Say hello.
Hello.
And Zach is there as well. Say hello.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, everyone in the chat room.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I'm going to pick Ron back up. He was talking to somebody, so I'm going to pick him back up. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, this is Chicken George.
Oh, no.
He's picking up the stalker.
Hey.
Oh.
You ever heard from that Betty Crocker guy?
No. You know what, Chicken George? You are calling the wrong show. We are waiting for Ron. He is the most important
caller. Yeah, okay. Whatever. I'm going to have to hang up maybe in a few minutes when I get on the bus. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Ron. What's up?
Guess what?
What?
I am in the line going to Denver, so unless there's an accident on the bus or something happens in Denver, I am actually going to be in Vegas.
Oh, my God. I'm super excited.
I'm excited for him. I just want to cry.
I know.
I'm sad, actually.
Why?
Because Christina's not going to be there and Paul.
I know.
Oh, I know. That's a bummer.
But they're going to be here in spirit.
Yeah, Zach and Michelle will be there.
What was that?
And then Zach and Michelle will be there, though.
Yes, we will. We'll make sure
we do
a lot of video footage. A lot of video footage is going to be happening, so just stick by the computer.
Hey, yeah. I have to let you know, I haven't seen these people in a while, but Matt M. Coop is in the chat room. Mappy, Marianne, welcome. She's in there, and Pepsi Rich is joined us tonight.
Aunt Pepsi Rich.
Whoa, it's a full house.
Hey, can I say something real quick? I mean, it is my show, right, still? I mean, or
yes,
is Christina really taking first bill today? Did you see that, Michelle? She tweeted her name first.
I did see that, but it's okay.
I said I was going to get in trouble.
but I wanted to say... I don't know if she's in the chat room yet, but I had a chance to meet my first Big Brother chatter.
And who is that?
Was it Vicky?
Vicky.
Oh, Vicky's awesome.
She came and she brought me Subway.
She just popped in.
Vicky
she's
is
here
in the chat room.
Wait, she brought Subway?
Yeah, she brought me Subway.
She rocks.
And, listen to this, guys. I'm tired of that message, guys.
I was like, what is it? It's quiet.
I heard it.
It's the baggage, you know, that the baggage people are, you know, and this is, you know, and do not smoke, do not do alcohol, do not do this, do not do that.
Do not do alcohol.
Do not carry knives.
That's horrible.
Ron, don't
do
drugs, sweetie, okay?
Do not jack off in a sock like Eric. Do not wear unitards in the diary room and turn stuff around.
And do not sing.
For all the people who don't know, Ron left last night at midnight. He's been to Nashville. He's been through Kentucky. And now he's in St. Louis. So this man is a traveling man.
It's my amazing race.
Country.
It's the amazing race.
Are you ready?
Michelle?
Yes.
You know what's really bugs me?
What?
Is I saw the Cardinals baseball stadium, and I wanted to throw eggs at it.
You should have.
Nah.
Why not? Just a couple eggs.
You
didn't
see the arch from
I didn't
here.
Hear the message say no egging. It said no alcohol, but didn't say anything about egging.
No egging
either. Oh, wow. You can't do anything.
I'll wait to Vegas, and we'll go egg the strip.
Okay. After you have a couple of drinks and in your unitard, I want to see you run around and egg people.
I might have to wear it if my bag doesn't get here.
Are you still waiting
I'm
for
still
your bag?
No, I'm...
Did they find your bag?
No, they say not to worry. But, I'm worried.
Wait,
is there any calls?
Do you have to get your bag out and put it in the other bus, or do they do that for you?
Oh, wait. Yes. Hold on.
Michelle, because of my disability and everything, I made it where they can do it for me.
But they said they got it, so it's all set, right?
Yeah, so they have it.
Don't be worried. Enjoy your trip.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't stress out. I'll have a glass of wine.
It'll be fine. It'll be wonderful.
Hey, is there a call? Pick them up if there is.
There is a 480.
Pick it up. It's
pick
Patrick.
It up and say hello. Hold on 1 second. Well, if this thing... There we go. 480,
hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, it's Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Okay, hang up on Patrick right now. because I get to see him in a couple of days. And I could do it.
Well, that would be not a smart thing to hang up on him, then, would it be?
Exactly. I'm going to bring my paint-filled water guns.
I don't have control of the switchboard, guys. I'm holding. You know what's so funny about it, Michelle and Patrick?
What?
I want to talk to you two. I have no control, so it's all Christina. I mean, so I'm totally in her control. She can hang up on me. She can mute me. So
hopefully,
Tina.
Hopefully, Ron, she doesn't pull a Jess on you, right?
No, hopefully I don't pull. Oh, he's being like Chicken George. Meh. No.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, Panther's in the chat room.
Panther.
What's up, Panther?
She'll be heading to Vegas in a few days as well, so I'm sure she's excited.
Yeah. Everybody's saying dun, dun, dun. Cause
dun,
I
dun,
have...
dun.
Now,
where are they staying in the chat room?
They are saying, hi, Ron, I'm doing a great job.
See that?
And I'm talking as you in pink. So, they said that, actually, Jen said that you should talk as pink more often because it's sexy. So,
Panther said, yay, purr. You can do it better. Can you purr for us, Michelle?
Purr.
That's what Panther said in the chat room.
I do want to give a thank you to Jen. And Lisa and her husband Michael, I believe Della Adventil has donated, and Vicky, like I said, with the subway and the stuff that she did today, and everyone that has helped and everything. So, Paul for buying the shirt.
And hey, Patrick, can I put you on mute for a second? Because if there's anybody else that wants to say hi to Ron, I want to give them a chance.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to just mute you. Let's see. 603, you're on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
It's the live purring.
It's the live purring. Okay.
I guess I didn't do it good enough, so she wanted to give her
Ron?
Own car.
Actually, I need your phone number.
I'm sorry. I will text you
wait,
later.
No, I did call you. Never mind. I haven't.
Okay.
I called you and hung up on you last night.
I can hear someone.
I know. Why did you do that?
Because I was.
I didn't purr.
I was taking numbers down.
I went to answer it and it was like, you freak, you hung up on me.
Yeah. I was taking numbers down.
This freaky is not hanging up on you. I hope not. Oh, God. No.
Yeah.
See that, Ron? You're on vacation right now, technically, and I'm back in the United States doing my first show since Portugal. See that?
And she gets to do the show with me. See?
I know.
Even better.
You know, this is actually my first remote. I mean, oh, no, wait, no, I did that in the hotel room. I forgot in Atlanta. But technically
it's your first on-the-road show.
It's the first one past the Dixie Line.
On the road, on the road.
There's something about that
way
now, not Dixie Line, that I just like.
This is the first time I get to meet probably around 100 reality stars.
And Joe's chair from Twitter wants to say squeak, squeak to Ron. Just
I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm going to get on Twitter after the show and tweet.
And
I got some pictures.
I think.
Are you on a layover, Ron?
I'm actually staying in a line right now. I'm waiting to get on Denver.
And we have someone else that would like to say hello to Ron. Their hand is raised, so I'm going to bring them up. I'll leave you on Panther for just a minute. Hold on one second. And I believe this is Anne-Marie.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Hi,
Anne-Marie.
Hi, girls. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Panther. Hello, Traveling Ron!
You know what? I'm just sitting here listening to everyone call in and everything. And I know tonight is kind of like, Michelle, it's kind of like this. The traveling show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're not. Hey, what's happening in the Big Brother house? Anything happening?
I know.
Pretty
much a snore.
So
I don't know if that was snoring or really angry tiger.
Okay.
So how's the trip on?
Hey, Christina.
Yes, sir.
You guys. Let me talk to Anne-Marie real quick, and then I'm going to put me on mute for a second. No,
okay.
Wait, let me just see. I think I got them right here.
All right, what's going on is Ron, for those that just got in here, Ron is actually standing in line waiting to board his bus in St. Louis.
Oh.
Next stop is Denver, so he's looking for his tickets. He might have to wait till he sits down in the bus for him to talk again.
No, I'm okay. I found him.
Yeah, you definitely need those tickets.
Yeah.
They're not here yet. The bus ain't here yet. I just wanted to have them in my pocket.
Can they make you stand in line and there's no bus?
Yeah, I'm doing it just because
What time is your bus, Ron?
I'm doing it just because I didn't want to miss I wanted the first seat. Front seat. So I wanted to, get a good spot, and then I wanted to do the show, so I wanted to kind of get away from.
Ron.
Yes.
Ron, what time is your bus leaving?
6:15. 6:15. So I don't know what time it is.
Well,
it is almost that time. You got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Ron, Vicky said she stole your tickets, wants to know if you want them back.
I found them, actually.
Oh, goodness,
I'll just
Vicky.
Go use some money that somebody left me to buy new ones.
That's so sweet.
Okay. Hey, the bus is here, so I'm going to
You want me to meet you?
I'll be back.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, Ron.
Bye,
Ron. So, Michelle, are you going to Vegas?
I'm going to Vegas. I'm actually leaving on Friday.
Yeah.
And I am actually, this is the first time I'm going to be flying with somebody because normally there's nobody anywhere around that's close to me that's,
I would have flown with you, Michelle.
Well, that was on Big Brother, I guess, that Nikki would put me on with, except for Maddie. We all know that Maddie is, busy right now. Probably in jail. So that wouldn't work out. But
I think Adam's out, though.
Is he? Or did he go back in again?
Oh, I don't know if he went back, but I know he's out. He was out for a while because he was on Facebook.
Oh, really?
I think that was him. I mean, I don't know, unless somebody else bought his account.
I don't know. Or maybe if they allow Facebook in jail. I'm not sure really the criteria.
Maybe they do.
I'm not sure.
Didn't somebody just recently, who was it, on a radio show, they said they got a collect phone call from some prison? I think they did.
Can you imagine that? Excuse me, man, I just got to pick up this collect call from jail.
Yeah.
And that's our next guest on the reality show.
That was just recently. I can't remember what, somewhere on the computer.
That's crazy, but I'm going to be actually flying with a Mike and Louie from Amazing Race, the two cops from Providence.
I know you are. They are so cool.
So I'm super excited. I already met Louie once at one of the clubs, just randomly. I was there and he was there. And so I'm super excited. I guess, you know, I'll be protected by cops, so maybe the other way around I'll protect them.
Are you going to rehab again?
I don't know. I don't know if I feel like getting arrested almost.
I know.
For perfume. Because, you know, I like my perfume and I like my poolside. So I might just have to risk it.
Well, bring your pot with you. Say, hey, listen, this time I brought protection.
Yeah. And the next time I'm probably just going to leave the perfume at home. It wasn't a plan of ours to go to rehab. That's why we weren't prepared. Like, none of us had bathing suits or anything like that. And it was hilarious. Honestly, it was hilarious just because Russell, well, there was a bunch of us, but Russell from season 11, the look on his face was priceless. He was more petrified than me. And I'm looking at him going, don't worry about it. Go inside, have fun. He's like, I'm not going inside to have fun. And the minute I got in there, Russell grabbed me, brought me to the bar and goes, I'm buying you the strongest drink possible. I was like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
so great. I'm sure there'll be many more of those.
Guys, send a shout out when you're there. Say hey when you get. You'll be on Nikki's pay per view line, right?
Oh yeah, we're gonna do it, Nikki's pay per view line. I think that me and Ron are gonna try to do quick show while we're there too.
Yeah,
if you hadn't heard, Michelle, Nikki is actually gonna have Artie compile a DVD of all the video coverage that they get for the weekend for you guys when you get back home. You can. See what y'all look like.
Get out of here.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I already
and
know
an
like.
Update on somebody else going to Vegas. Both Al the Cop and Cowboy about an hour ago said they just crossed over into Arizona. So I know, Patrick, you're still listening. Wave to Cowboy and Alan.
I know,
yeah, they're right? They're making some good time. That's what I was going to say. Michelle, what day do you leave?
I leave on Friday, so I
on
get...
On Friday,
I,
okay.
Yeah, I get in around 7 o'clock Vegas time.
Michelle,
and the No Pants is leaving on Wednesday.
Ooh.
Panther's leaving Wednesday, too.
Ooh.
Ah. You'll have to do that in Vegas, Panther. Brr, I can't do it.
Brr.
There you go. I'd love to do that at night one night. In bed.
You only do that at night in bed.
Well, I'd love to be, not by myself.
Whoa.
Well, that would be
right. Where is Cowboy when we need him?
Well,
this would be a perfect segue for Cowboy to be like, hey, so,
yes,
guess what I was thinking about.
Jordan. Didn't he do that to Jordan? He used to make that sound.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he used to, every now and then, he'd go, whoa.
That's so funny. Now, did I read correctly? Did Al the Cop tweet that Cowboy got a tattoo?
Yes. He did. He tweeted that Cowboy got a tattoo.
Does anybody know what it is?
No.
I don't know. He did not say.
Hmm.
He did not say. And by the way, a metal fan who was in the chat room, he's leaving on Wednesday, too. So he counts because I said so.
Did you guys see Alan's tweet? I think it was yesterday that he got pulled over for speeding.
No, I didn't. He did. Poor guy.
Oh.
That's why they're making good time. They're probably going like a million miles an hour.
Well, it must be exciting. I love traveling by, I usually go in an RV, but I love it.
Hey, guys, and I got to watch for Ron to pop back up. He has not popped back up yet, has he? No. He must be.
You guys are all
I have a child having a meltdown over here.
Oh, no. Why?
She wants to play with her brother and, you know, that kind of thing, but she's cool.
Oh, I thought she wanted to talk on the radio.
Yeah, she wants to talk to Michelle. No. I don't think she knows. It's a four-year-old. Hey, do the farm. I'm just excited for everybody going to Vegas. It's just fabulous. And, you know, Mandy's in the chat's going to Vegas, and Metal Fan, and Mr. No Pants, and who else is in the chat that's going? I'm just going to name everybody going to Vegas.
You with them in Vegas. I can't wait to see Mr. No Pants, okay, personally.
Well, I hope he will be wearing pants.
Michelle, have you been watching Enzo and them, like Enzo, they have a clip on Superpass, but he's been saying it quite often, like now he has to break it to his wife that he's going to be changing jobs because he's going to be a star.
Oh, goodness.
And he's totally serious. I mean, they have a clip on a Superpass with Brittany trying to tell him, you better be prepared. You only have a few months, and then it drops. But he's like, are you serious? If you watch the clip, his face is like, no, that can't really happen.
He's going to have an interesting entrance into reality again. Let's put it that way.
Michelle, do you think that they'll find out as soon as they get out that their season, what might have had was wonderful in the ratings, but was a little sluggish?
I think that they probably will find out right away, and I think that's one of the reasons why CBS doesn't want any past house guests to be at the finale.
Hey, Michelle,
yes.
I have to bring this up because it was fascinating to me. Chelsea, you know, when they had 2 days of the feeds being down, so Chelsea and Missy did a show. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
okay,
very
they
good.
Went basically 2 days worth of special programming and had Mandy was on and Ron was on and all sorts of people called in. At one point, Chelsea said that they debrief these jury members just before they get into the backyard so they're not blindsided by some of what the public has been talking about or things along that nature. What kind of debriefing did you have?
Hey, Michelle, before you answer that, can Amory, do you have anything left to say? Or
no,
you
no,
want to
be I'll just be listening. Thanks. Just say hi to Ron and tell Ron to have a safe trip.
Okay,
and Pam, and all of you, have fun in Vegas.
Hi, Amory.
Okay, Michelle. Uh-huh. Bye, guys. Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Bye, Amory.
Well, I wouldn't quite say debriefing because, like, the one thing when you get out, you go into this room and there's the doctor that talks to you. And they basically just say, you know, don't get on the internet when you get home. Don't read anything. Don't read emails of people you don't know, that there's going to be good and bad. Which, I mean, that's kind of a typical thing.
Common sense.
Because, yeah. Some people probably go in there thinking that they are loved, totally loved. I went in there going, I'm going to have people that love me, and I'm going to have people that hate me.
That's the way to approach it.
I don't think I'm going to have anybody in the middle. Like, I'm going to have hate or like. You either love me or hate me. But,
did they say anything to you before you went out into the backyard interviews, like prepare you for questions that they were about to ask?
No.
Okay.
You want to know what the first thing that was told to me when I got outside?
What?
What's that?
My first interview with somebody, I don't remember who it was, they said, you know, can I break some news to you? And I'm like thinking, oh boy, here we go. The first thing that I was told when I got out of the house was that Tom Brady was hurt. Because I talked about Tom Brady a lot and the Patriots and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that was said in there is Dan would tell me that, because he's Michigan State and Tom Brady is from Michigan, so they had like this, he basically hated him. And he told me that he had hoped that Tom Brady gets hurt. And sure enough, the first thing that somebody tells me, the first thing is Tom Brady's hurt and Manny Ramirez is on the Dodgers. That's what the first thing was said to me. And
Michelle,
I was like, no.
I absolutely floored 2 days ago on the feeds. I'm listening to Hayden talking about, so LeBron James is now in Miami with such and such, and in Cleveland they were burning his jerseys. What the hell are they giving those guys news from the outside world for?
How did they told him that? Because how would he know that? That didn't happen until after.
He was traded to Miami while they were in the house, and they kept asking. They kept saying in the house, I wonder where LeBron is going to go. I bet you he ends up in Boston. I bet you he ends up in blah, blah, blah. 2 days ago, Hayden was saying, I can't believe that he ended up in Miami playing with so-and-so, and they're burning jerseys in Cleveland. Who the hell else would have told him except the DR?
Well, there's nobody else in there. I mean, it's not like Wayne or Enzo are going to tell him. They don't know.
So when did what is with this season that they do stuff like that? I just
I can't answer, just because I feel like this season has been a lot different. Whether it's been planned out to be this way, or they've kind of gone by show per show and seen how the reaction of the people are, and also the readings. That's why I think that there was like 10 billion Pandora's boxes to bring some kind of life into the house, because we didn't have one Pandora's box, not even one. And we had one luxury competition, which I wasn't even a part of, but I got luckily picked to go on it. So, I mean, I don't really know. I think that they are all going to be in for a big, big surprise. And let me tell you, if they don't, they're not the ones that are told from the people outside. It'll be told by Annie, Monet,
yep,
Andrew, or Kristen. And I'm sure, you know, because they're saying that they don't believe any other house guests and we're jealous if we tell them otherwise. But I think they're going to believe those four if they are the first ones to be able to talk to them.
Yep.
Because I'm sure Andrew will probably be happy to tell them that they all are pretty much not liked. And a lot of the things that they've done and said have pretty much...
That's why I asked about a debriefing, because if these guys walk out and one of the first comments by an interviewer is, do you know that everybody was saying this is a boring season, or everybody said blah, 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 they're going to kind of be in a shock, and they're going to have to say, wow, so it's different than we thought.
Yeah, I don't think they will debrief like that. I really don't know. It seems as though maybe they've probably held all these house guests' hands through it. I'm actually shocked that Hayden has this information. I mean, we had an earthquake that happened, and they wouldn't even tell me if my family was okay, because even though they're all the way on the East Coast, we didn't know what was going on. It could have been like...
Oh, I know, and it kept going on... It was so funny for us feed watchers, Michelle, because there was a few of you that said it was absolutely an earthquake, and then there was people saying, oh, no, this is a TV set, and they just did that, you know, with their special effects. And you guys went on and on, you know, trying to decide whether it was real or not real, and I thought, just tell them.
I knew it was real. I mean, come on, like, they're going to do something like that. I mean, somebody could have gotten hurt. You know?
Hey, hey guys, we have 919 that would like to say something.
Dina!
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Okay, this is Dina minus 3 or 4 glasses of wine.
Well, you're way ahead of me, girlfriend.
Dina,
before... the other night, he was like, yeah, Dina likes the juice, and I'm like, oh, yes.
Dina, before I forget, I type in sometimes that you're on the in the chat room, and I'm a big speller guy. Is it D-I-N-A, or did I spell it wrong?
D-E-N-A.
Okay,
thanks. In fact, I got a hold of you guys. I'm having some problems logging into the chat. I'm just not that computer savvy, I guess.
A few people are having trouble logging into the chat and logging into...
Well, I went... The way that I found you guys was Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
That's how I found your show originally. And then I friend you guys on Facebook the other evening as well. So that was great, great, great. Where was I going with any of this?
Another glass of wine, Michelle. Maybe.
Hey, girlfriend, what's up, wild woman?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, dear? I'm so excited for you, for Vegas. I'm excited for everyone. A couple things. Paul, that's you, isn't it, hon?
Yes.
That is okay. Paul, and this is Christina.
Oh, hey, Christina. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Okay, Paul hit it right on the spot. I'm going ballistic. They are letting out little things out in the DR where they haven't been before. But, Michelle, you've experienced all of this. So coming out of the house, a few things. One, Michelle, do you think reality is going to, you know, once the guys win the money, whoever it is, do you think that they will actually make a lot of money? I mean, there will be appearances, but they're not going to be these superstars that they thought they're going to be, first of all. Second of all, when Enzo made a comment the other night that Joella might be a little bit ticked because he needed to get to Chicago ASAP to get Maddie to make his CD. And I'm thinking to myself, no, if I was Matt, absolutely not. You were the one, you were my biggest demise on getting out of the house. You know, with the brigade guys. So do you really think that all of that will follow through, or is that just inside the house, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that?
Inside the house delusions?
Very nicely put.
I've been there, and I've done that. I did the whole delusional thing we all did. We talked like we were going to be on this show, and we were going to be sponsoring some of the food that we've been eating, and we just talked all bunch of nonsense. I mean, there's been some of us that have done stuff. I know that I've done a lot of things. I don't really know a lot of people on Big Brother 10 that probably have done stuff. Or they're probably doing their other things, but it's very hard to say that you're going to quit your job and think that, you know, you're going to tour the country like your Lady Gaga. And
right.
In that people are going to want to pay money, and it would be kind of like, it's a little bit different, like of a Jeff and Jordan thing.
Yeah.
I don't think quite anybody's going to get close to even a little tiny bit as much as they are or a lot of other people in Big Brother. I think they're going to be in for a very rude awakening. Like I said, that's a reality show, but they're going to really find out what's happening when they go and step out back into reality. They're
yeah.
going to really get, they're going to be overwhelmed, they're going to be shell-shocked, because I know for a fact that there's a lot of people, fans, and a lot of house guests that might have normally bit their tongue and just been like, you know, hey, welcome to the family, blah, 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 but I really think that this particular season with particular people and past house guests, that it's not going to be pretty.
You think Natalie will be there?
I really don't know. I don't know. I don't follow her, so I'm not quite sure.
That's because
what
I'm telling you what, that girl, I mean, she did it to herself in a way, but she is, I think she has got to be one of the Big Brother's most hated players. And, you know, she was in there. Yeah, you know, I wasn't a fan of her, but hey, like I said on the other, on different shows, I've never experienced this. People who have not experienced, boy, they get on this hate thing, and you read these blogs, and I'm just amazed. And guys, it's a TV show. Calm down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
calm
but like
down.
I said earlier, I think that there's a reasoning why CBS is not allowing any past house guests to the finale. And
yeah,
I've never
not
heard them
to do the backyard interviews either.
Yeah, I've never heard that ever happen.
Other than Evil Dick when he did the backyard because, you know.
Well,
he...
yeah, Jen Johnson was there. There was somebody else there. I can't think of who it was. There was,
well,
I was
Chell,
faces, but Chell, they're not allowing anybody.
Michelle, Chelsea and James Ryan are for sure doing them.
Yeah.
James Ryan just tweeted that he actually is the one that I read this, that he is no longer allowed to go to the finale.
Unbelievable.
Oh, the finale. I was thinking the backyard interviews, but not the finale. Oh, okay.
No, I hear he's not allowed to do those either. That he, I think he tweeted something like he will do the questions that a lot of people asked in Vegas.
Okay.
And then he put CBS failed.
Okay.
That
it's almost like
change
management. Or something this season. I mean, there's been so many little different things going on that it's like somebody else is in charge of Big Brother now than they have been in the past.
I think they tried to – I think what ended up happening with them is the whole thing with the Saboteur. They thought that it was going to be a really big hit, and when the Saboteur got taken out first
– Oh, yeah.
I think the basically everything fell, like, into pieces. And it just didn't go the way they had planned. I mean, but I'm just curious to be an onlooker in Vegas and to see how well this is going to play out with the house guests, whoever they are from BB12 that are going to be going.
Well, they deserve, I think, just because of the way they talked in the house, they deserve to get a little taste of what they said back at them initially, but I think they really do need their Big Brother house guest family, you know, from previous seasons to embrace them, because only you guys know what it was like.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be fireworks.
Natasha, welcome. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yay, Natasha.
It was going to be fireworks, and then, you know, there'll be some lashing out. Probably some won't be able to stop. But you know, and all, like, I'm not going to be there to make anybody's time bad and whatever. I'm going to have, you know, if people come up to me and say things to me, I'm just going to respond like I normally would. And hey, let's go get a drink at the bar after I'm done saying what I have to say. You know.
There you go.
And then I'll be like, you owe me a drink, by the way. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things that they're going to be put in their place. How quickly it's going to happen, I don't know. But they'll be put in their place, and I think that they're going to probably be a lot of apologies and a lot of, you know, oh, you know where I was at with this and that because I was on the show. And, you know, it's true. You're in that house and really got nothing else to do, especially that, you know, that season in general. They kind of were in their conversations were boring, and then when they had something to say, it was, you know, putting down past house guests, which...
Yeah, that went on for too long from, you know, comparing past seasons, but at any rate, it's, you know, in essence, what happened 1 minute ago is ancient history, and that's what people have to do. It's over with, and let's live our lives from here forward.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't doubt that some of them are going to do their appearances, but I feel like Enzo will probably do his appearances in Jersey, you know.
Yeah.
And Hayden will probably do his appearances in the college life down in Florida.
Arizona.
Thought he was in Florida.
He's an Arizona dude.
Oh, is he going
really
to school in Florida?
People go to Texas. I think in really reality, if... Now, I don't know. I haven't seen – sorry about that. I haven't really seen the blogs because they have been so – well, not the blogs, excuse me, the Showtime After Dark for the last three nights, because I can't stand to watch 3 hours to get one sentence out. Have the guys – when I say the guys, all three of them, have there been any side deals? Is Hayden or Lane told Enzo, hey, look, you're going with them, or are they – because I really believe that if, in the long run, if Lane or Hayden, you know, this final HOH, my belief is that they will stick, the two of them, they will stick with the money, one being 500, one being 50. Something
okay.
Tells me because...
Here, I called it last night, and I fast-forwarded, and I did a lot of search. On September 11th, about 3:30 in the afternoon, for about a half an hour, Enzo pitched to Lane why, if Lane wins this final part, that he should take Enzo. And basically Lane said, yeah, I agree. He'll be pissed at me, but, you know, it's for money. There was over 25 hours after that Enzo-Lane conversation that Lane and Hayden were never alone together. When they finally were, Lane didn't say a single word about that conversation the day before. I completely believe that if Lane wins it, this final part three, he will indeed take Enzo into the final two. If Hayden wins it, he's going to take Lane no matter what.
And there went Lane's game. There, my friend, you can kiss your 500 G's away because Enzo will walk away with all the votes, hands down. I don't even think the jury, how with Rachel in there playing her little drama queen, can we not give her an award for the worst?
Oh, hey, guys, I'm going to have to interrupt. We've got, we've got Ron calling back in. So I'm going to have to curb our discussion of the final people and move it more toward Vegas.
That's the one, Ron. Come on.
I might just pick him up. He might not be quite ready yet, so I'm going to give him a few minutes just in case. But I'm sorry to interrupt, guys. I just...
we've been waiting.
How dare you?
Yeah, I want he, and he can hear me. I want to, you know, I just saw Annie BB tweet that she is got her nails done and is ready to go to Vegas because this is the road to Vegas, you know.
It is.
Some people left already, hence Ron and Cowboy and Alan have left already. Some people leave Wednesday, some people leave Thursday, some people leave Friday. So it's just all, to me, it's all very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Everybody leaving. I might pick up Ron right now just to see if he's ready to talk. I can probably hear him saying, no, no, no. Hold on 1 second. I will pick him up. Hello, Ron. Are you on the bus?
Hey, where's Michelle?
She's
right
there.
I'm right here.
Oh, no, I'm not ready. I'm
You're not ready.
Kidding.
Okay.
But no,
okay,
wait. Let me talk for a second. I'm still in line.
Oh.
And I'm like, my feet are about ready to die. And, my bag did get on the bus, though.
Yay.
And I wasn't getting on the bus. So, mute me, and I'll listen. What?
Ron.
Okay.
Does the wheels on the bus go round and round?
And round.
I hope so, soon. They're saying wheels on the bus go round and round.
Want to say hi to everyone here? Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
how you
everybody.
Doing?
Hey.
Hi.
Broadcasting your voice from the east to the west.
Did you guys choose the guy next to me? What is your name anyway?
Me Holden is my real name.
Did you guys hear that?
No.
What is his name?
His name was Moon Golden.
Oh,
Moon?
Wow. Moon Golden. Is he related to Alan?
Is Golden really your last name?
We have a guy that was in Oklahoma. His name is Alan Golden. Okay.
Do you got any relatives?
Yeah,
he's about as crazy as you, I bet you.
Yeah,
he's a cop, too, so.
You better watch
That's
yourself,
awesome.
Ron.
They're asking me these questions.
I love it because when people say Reed, Paul, you know how they put your last name first? It would be Golden Moon.
Oh, see, that's awesome. So, Ron, do you want
like
me
that.
To put you, want me to put you
yeah,
back
ahead.
On mute, or you want to
no,
stay
wait,
up?
Wait, I'll stay on, but listen.
Okay, Dina, can I mute you? We got another caller that wants to charm in for a minute.
Sure.
Do you mind? Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Christine, I just want to say really fast, Sandy just texted me. She can't get on the chat right now, but she wanted me to pass on the message to Michelle that she loves you and she can't wait to see you in Vegas.
You send her back a hug and a kiss and tell her she better be ready for me.
And tell Sandy that she better love me too.
All righty. I will.
Oh, thanks, Zach. I almost forgot you were there. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jackie-poo.
Okay, we got 407. I believe this is Metal Fan, which is Ryan. Hello, you're on the air. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, wait. You can't be on my show.
Yes, he can.
I'm joking, buddy.
Hey, Ron, I promise I won't promote anything, okay?
Wait, listen to me. Guys, I'm going to do something that maybe I'll call into your show and you can do for me one time and see if they kick you off or not. But you guys do need to listen to Upper's Joker's Updates show with Metal. Do you go by Metal or Ryan?
Metal Fan.
Metal.
Oh, yeah. He's a really cool dude. We got to Skype with him, and I have to say that he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is cool, and he came because I asked. text him too, and I appreciate it, and I will definitely be listening to him Wednesday.
Stay tuned. No, I wanted to say hi to Michelle. I've never talked to Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. I will be doing interviews in Vegas, and I hope I can sit down and chat with you a little bit. No, I wanted to comment because I don't think any reality is going to hit these guys no matter what, no matter who tells them. I'm actually really interested in seeing, kind of like you are, I want to see how they might react to stuff. But I don't believe that they're going to care what anybody says.
Hey, Metal, this is Paul, and I actually tweeted that about a week ago to Ronnie and said the same thing to him. They could very well react, oh, these guys are just jealous that we had such a great season. We absolutely are the best, we're the greatest, and they're just jealous, and their reasoning will shut down there. Is that kind of where you were going?
Yeah, because basically, I mean, even if Annie, Monet, Andrew, and Kristen say something to them, they're just going to be like, well, you're just upset that you were gone so quick. You know, I the way they built themselves up and built themselves up in their mind, I just don't see anything getting through them until something doesn't happen. You know, like they don't get invited to do anything, or they don't get any calls from agents or whatever. They truly believe that they were superstars.
Go for it.
I want to make a comment here. I was not going to talk much Big Brother, but I do think Hayden might be the superstar there, or Lane, and Enzo and Matt will probably be left in the code, and Enzo's going to be hurt so bad about that.
I could guess. That too, Ron.
All they do is make sure that they don't check their email or anything, because the thing is, people have a tendency to be able to say a lot more through the internet, through email, through blog, than actual face-to-face. So they probably want to stay far away from the internet for a while. That's what I'm going to think.
Hey, Michelle, can I ask a question too? Yep,
go ahead.
I think the one thing I'm worried about, and this is what I like with Vegas, and Ryan and Metal will probably agree when there's this too. I can just picture Enzo not wanting to talk to people like us, because he's so set on making the money of a real player. You know what I mean?
Meow, meow, meow.
You know,
meow,
I was
meow.
Worried about that. Of course, we want to talk to Enzo. You know, we want to talk to whoever from this group goes there. Well, you know, I will say, I believe I have an in since I have talked to Joella a lot. So I don't think there's any way Enzo could pass me up.
I'm just saying, I think they're going to, I could see them maybe thinking they're going to make some money in Vegas. You know,
Of course, and they'll be looking for people who they think can do that for them. They'll be looking to see if there's anybody who has any ties to TV or anything like that, and that's who they're going to want to, you know, schmooze. That's who they're going to want to be with. And that's kind of sad, but it's the reality of it, you know? And like I said, they've built themselves up to this huge level that they're not going to realize it until long after Vegas that they really were not what they think they are.
I agree. And since you turned the topic to Vegas, I want to turn it right back to Vegas. Since Ron is on his way to Vegas, and Metal, you are going to Vegas, when do you leave, and what are you most looking forward to once you get to Vegas?
I leave here in Orlando at 8:20 a.m. on Wednesday, and I get to Vegas at 10:15 a.m., Vegas time. You know what? I'm a
people
watcher.
I shouldn't have done that, too.
So Ron will be there. Will be there the same day. So you know.
Yeah, and I should meet up with Ron that night. At least at Nikki's, I should be able to. But ultimately,
you
know,
call me. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a people watcher. So I want to see how they react to everybody, how the former house guests react to them, and everything else. You know, and I'm hoping Rachel and Brendan show up because.
Sorry,
Ron is talking to somebody out there.
Oh, okay, I can't hear Ron. I'm like, what's Ron saying? I'm interested in seeing if Rachel and Brendan show up. I want to see what happens when they have a fight and they can actually get away from each other.
Yeah.
You know, because in the house and in the jury house, they don't have anywhere else to go. I want to see if somebody can actually walk out a door. What happens next? That's the one thing I'm hoping that actually happens. And, you know, I know that sounds bad. You know, hopefully if they want, hopefully they have a long, happy life. But I just want to see what happens if they can get away from each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Rachel will drink, and, you know, she'll probably go a little bit crazy. So it's just kind of one of those things that you sit back and you go, what's going to happen?
I would say will go just because Rachel and Vegas, they're like two peas in a pod. That's all she talks about was Vegas. So I can't see them not going, and I hope that they both go. That should be interesting.
Because it's Vegas, baby.
Because
it's Vegas, baby. The key is that Rachel will have a bunch of her old, longtime friends that she's, you know, met in Vegas. She will, if there is an argument, she will run to them and basically.
She'll go show off.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. In the house, you're forced to, you know, be together, and I know Michelle can so relate to that.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I mean, you can
get
away from people.
I actually want to buy Brendan a drink, and I want to hear Rachel go, "Don't get between me and my man. Me and my man."
I had somebody ask me say that they want me to take a picture of them and of her in between those two, just so she can say I got between you and your man.
That would be hysterical.
I would be like, Brendan, meet me at the slot machine 2 a.m. sharp. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I'm seriously looking forward to meeting everybody there. I can't wait for it. I didn't go last year. And I'm thrilled that I had the opportunity to go this year because it sounds like it's going to be such an amazing time.
I am actually, you know, like I said, everybody knows that I am not going and everybody wants me to go. And, you know, it just warms my heart for everybody to say, oh, you're not going. Oh, man. You know, and it's just like, it makes me want to go more. And I'm just like, now I really wish I could go. You know. I wish I could go. You know, my kids just starting, my oldest started second grade last week, and it's like, okay, you know, I kind of feel bad. This weekend I'm going, bye. You know, maybe I can plan for it more next year and make it a family thing and let mommy go do the nighttime stuff and the kids, you know, do something with the family during the day.
Well, I'll let you guys know that you need to definitely try to make it next year now that, you know, you got a year to plan for it, Martina.
Yeah, I know. I got a plan for it. I'll make sure I look hot for everybody.
There you go. But I mean, I was in Vegas last year, and it was awesome. And I think that this year is going to be a million times even better than it was last year. So I'm like so super excited, and I can't wait to meet a lot of you guys that I haven't met. You know, so it's going to be very, very, a very great time, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say, as being a really good friend of Ron's now, just knowing that he's just on the bus and he's away from home already, on his way there, I just am so excited for him. I feel like I'm traveling. I'm so excited for him. It's like last night I went to bed and a tear rolled out of my eye. I'm like, oh, he's actually going. Yay. You know, as I'm getting drunk on Benadryl here. but my allergies flared up and I was like, I thought, okay, he'll call me soon. And then I passed out. But I'm just so excited that he got to go and all the people that rallied around him to, you know, with clothes or with donations and stuff that helped him get to Vegas. And I just want to thank everybody.
Oh, my God. Christina, when you said to help him get to Vegas, you had a Rachel. Get to Vegas. Oh.
I did it on purpose.
Without even knowing.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron was probably going to touch on this, but having talked to him a few times, his journey last night started off a little rough. I'm calling this Ron on the road to Vegas. People that know the old movies with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, they did on the road movies, several of them. Well, he's on the road, but he goes to the bus station in Dalton last night, And the original plans, he gets on a bus down to Atlanta, switches and gets on a bus from Atlanta to St. Louis. The Atlanta bus doesn't show up. And so it's almost like the Amazing Race. He scrambled. People said, okay, here's a bus that goes from Dalton up to Nashville, and then you can get the bus from Nashville. So he ends up on the bus from Dalton to Nashville instead of the Atlanta route and gets into Nashville early morning hours, switches the buses there, and heads out to St. Louis. He's been in St. Louis several hours now, and thanks to Vicky, had somebody to talk with. His next leg is starting soon, will be from St. Louis to Denver, and I believe he's expected to arrive at noon tomorrow in Denver. He's looking forward to sleeping, getting more sleep on his ride through flat, boring Kansas, and is so looking forward to seeing Denver. So that's kind of an update on his
trip. He is currently off the line. I'm wondering if he's boarding the bus and we'll call back. I mean, we'll find out soon, I'm hoping. I know his bus was supposed to leave at 6:15 Central Time, which was about, 30 minutes or more ago, 40 minutes ago. So hopefully they'll make good time. But we have another caller, 207. Let me pick up this person. Hello, 207.
Hey, everybody. It's John.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Hey, John.
Hi, John, my friend.
I'm doing good, John. John, this is Zach. I'm looking forward to our Vegas workout. We're still doing that, right?
Yes. Okay.
For those that don't know, this is John Crocker, not Betty Crocker.
I know. He's my alter ego, though.
Yeah, I told Ron that he needed to call in and say, this is Betty Crocker. But, you know.
But
he's probably going to call back in soon.
I'm really excited that Ron has made it onto the bus. I didn't know. I saw late last night on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my gosh, why is he there? And so I'm glad he made it on.
I know.
And I'm really excited to see everybody, finish my working today, and going down to Boston tomorrow and fly out of Logan on Wednesday. So, see you there.
This is my question. I was going to ask you, when will you be heading to Vegas?
When are you heading to Vegas?
I'll be heading there Friday. I'll be there around 7 o'clock Friday.
Friday night?
Yeah, you're going to be there with shiny bells and shaking your derriere, doing a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom for me?
Oh, of course I will be. What's your flight?
Are you going to wear a unitard, John?
No. No, I have to work at a hardware store. So.
You're going to work at a hardware store? Wait, what?
I work at Lowe's.
I thought you meant like in Vegas. I'm like, wait a minute.
I was going the dirty route, Michelle.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, okay, whoa.
I know, but I think everybody's eyes will be filled enough with cowboy in a dress and Ron in a unitard, and I can just stand. I got my boots. I'm happy.
It breaks my heart.
I wear nothing else all weekend. I have my boots on, so.
You know, boots are made for walking.
Yes, they were.
They're made for walking. Come on, sing. No.
And that's just what they'll do.
But I just
that's my karaoke for the day.
Yeah, I mean, we should think of some other song to sing, you know, because it's.
Michelle, I haven't talked since you got back. How was your trip?
Oh, my trip to Portugal was absolutely amazing, and I wish I was there right now. I want to be there with my grandparents, and I made a lot of friends, and I met a great guy that I still talk to every day.
Uh-oh.
And you want to know the best part? He doesn't speak English. Woo-hoo! Sorry, my friend just thought that was really funny. I haven't done good with the guys that speak English, so I'm going to drop those guys and just work with the guys that you know, can't speak a word of English.
We know you just spoke to the heart of every guy going to Vegas, Michelle.
Oh, gosh, you know it. I'm going to break a lot of hearts in Vegas. What are you going to
do? She's always had got my heart.
Oh, Johnny Pucci, because last year I was not single, but I am technically single now, so, you know.
Hey, if you're in Vegas, does that legally make you single even if you're not?
I think that, yeah, once you're in Vegas, that everything's out the door and it's...
Billy Harlan, go for the weekend.
But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And I owe you a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. So if you can find a Dunkin' Donuts in Vegas, I got you, John.
Oh, you're sweetheart.
Hey, guys, and I want to ask this to Paul. I don't know. I had to leave early last night from the show. Who won the Jeff and Jordan shirt? Oh. Well, he'll tell me later. Oh, Paul.
I guess
okay.
It's Paul, yes.
Paul, we need a picture of Paul in his Jeff and Jordan shirt then.
Yes, we do.
Go, Paul. Go, Paul.
With
just the shirt on, too, nothing else.
How'd they miss? What'd they miss?
There was the Jeff and Jordan shirt was auctioned off last night. The signed
right.
Jeff and Jordan shirt, and we Ron auctioned it off last night before he left for Vegas.
Oh.
So.
Well, congratulations, Paul.
Thank you. How much do you want to give me for it?
I know somebody with a big brother collection that would like to have something like that.
By the way, I love your video, John, that you made of your collection.
Yes, I had to add you to the collection there, young lady. So.
Whoa. Like, just like me in general, or?
Well, no, your picture's in it. Yours wasn't in the old one, so now you're included. So.
I can see that.
Hey, John, I currently am on a radio show talking about Big Brother, and I'm wearing a black shirt with Tinkerbell with spiderwebs on it. Would that be something you'd like for your collection? I'm just teasing.
John, are you going to bring anything with you to get signed by all these
hosts? Actually, I sent the Big Brother, your chess set from your season to Big John, and I'm using that to have everyone sign. Because it was at Toys R Us last year, I had everyone sign it there, so I just figured I'd bring that. And because Nikki was going to set up a place for the whole collection, but I mean, just to send the chest in alone was $25. So.
Geez, I can only imagine what it would be to send everything, John.
Yeah, it would be a nightmare to send everything. So I think with a little more pre-planning next year, I can have it.
I want to jump in and say that the chat room is currently hitting up Paul with compliments for the Jeff and Jordan shirt. JoJo says that Paul is handsome. He looks very handsome tonight and wants to know, you know, if you want to give her the shirt. You just don't know it yet because you're handsome.
Whoa.
And no, and to stamp out all things, Joe, I am not Joe's chair on Twitter. That is not me. I was not that creative last night. And Joe wants to know, Paul, have you lost weight? You know, she's trying to butter you up.
Hey, babe.
Paul,
how's Canada tonight, sweetie?
I love it.
Oh, you have a really...
Vegas to sex already. What can you think?
I'm loving the sex hotline voice.
You should have heard me the Skype night, the night that a bunch of us had, even Ron included, we had a big Skype night, and I had to whisper like this, and I was talking really low and very quiet, and they all kept saying, what are you trying to give us, your bedroom voice? It was just hysterical, so...
I know, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
For some reason, without even trying, I would be told that I have a sex hotline voice, which I don't really know if the raspiness is, like, as sexy, but I've been told that before, which is kind of weird. I don't know. I could
go.
And
I want to say, hi, Mandy. Oh, and that's Matthew. I'm sorry. I'm reading too many
names.
Marianne
is her name.
Bye, Marianne.
Everyone in the chat room, John Crocker says hello. I'm not in there, so.
Did they hear you? Everybody, John Crocker says hello. He's not in there. Did you hear that twice? Cool. I'm silly tonight. Michelle, I think we're all having a great time. Are you still good on time, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm good for a few more minutes.
Okay.
I was a little distracted. What?
Hello?
What?
Sorry, I got a bleep. There's people that forget I'm on the phone. Hoping Ron would call back in.
I know, but there must be something going on where he obviously can't, because I know he'd be on the phone right now.
Yeah, I know. If his bars, it's probably, he's having, for anybody who doesn't know, he talked to me, he said he would be on a couple times, he might be on the whole time. He wasn't sure, but he is having such an amazing time talking to people, seeing the sights, seeing things that he probably would have never seen, and little things that stress you out having never traveled, he is actually having an awesome time. So I have a feeling, not totally sure, but I believe we are doing a show tomorrow, me and Paul again. Who's Ron? That's funny, guys. So tune back in. Watch Twitter, watch Facebook. We'll let you know if that's what we're doing. He might wait till he gets to Vegas Wednesday and do something Wednesday night for the finale. I know that is a for sure. So I'm just.
Oh, how long are you going to be in Vegas for?
Who, Michelle?
Yeah.
I'll be there till Monday.
Yeah, we don't leave till Monday at 11:30 at night. So.
Wow.
We'll be there all day. We're taking the red eye back.
Nice.
Oh.
That's the way to go, the red eye.
You can sleep in all day Monday and recover from the beer pong.
Yeah,
I know.
The thing is, Harlan and I never get a chance to drink together. One of us is always the designated driver. So in Vegas, we're...
That's called a taxi cab.
we're taking taxis.
You can stumble back to your hotel room, but just don't go in the wrong room.
Stumble out of the elevator and then in, and you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just give yourself a propelling action so you roll out of the elevator.
I want to know if someone in Vegas will go play some circus or some game and win me a stuffed animal. Because I love that.
But I'll buy you a stuffed animal. You're not going?
I can't go this time.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll get you a stuffed animal, and I'll take a picture and send it to you. How's that?
Oh, thank you. And, if anything, people know I like vampires, so, I'm just saying. You see anything in there, like Michelle, go stand by one and take a picture. Say, woo-woo. Hey, we have 626 calling in. I believe this is Mr. Rich Oru. Let me pick him up.
Who is going to get you?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, what?
Yeah, you raised your
hello?
Hand, so I picked you up, buddy.
Well, yeah, stuffed animals, you live right next to Disneyland. You're asking us for stuffed animals?
I'm saying go play a toy. Go play a game, have fun, and bring me back one.
No,
I'll give you the dollar that it costs to play the game.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, John.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, it's Friday for me. I won't be until Friday afternoon.
We came decided to go early so that we could spend Thursday and all day Friday just doing whatever we wanted, nothing related to the Big Brother thing or the reality.
Cool.
So we're going to get.
You're
going to
be watching the finale in Vegas?
No, we're going to be up in the air on the plane.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to be, I think we're going to be landing in Vegas when it starts, because we land at 9 o'clock.
So.
I know it's 3-hour difference, so you're probably going to know who won by the time you land.
Right. But I probably already know who's going to win, so.
You've got the inside scoop, don't you?
I have the inside scoop. I have hooked up with the producers, so they tell me who they want to win, and that's usually who wins.
Oh.
And Don is never wrong.
No, never, ever.
Okay, and I'm just letting you know, don't mess with this, mess with the chat room, because this freaky mama will kick your arse out of the chat room. Thank you very much. I just did.
You didn't say hi to me, but I'll say hi to you, Rich.
Oh, sorry, Paul. I didn't know you were still there. Hey, Paul. The man that
okay,
does it all.
Let's see.
Rich, how long are you going to be there for?
I get in Friday morning by around 11 o'clock, and I'll be there through Monday afternoon.
Good, good.
Enough time to party.
Rich, are you driving or flying?
Oh, I'm driving. It's only 3.5 hours for me.
Okay.
Yes. And by the way, Rich, I believe he's still up on the line. Say hi to Metal Fan. He's up on the air as well.
Hey, Metal.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
And I'm going to have to mute somebody because I believe we have Mandy who wants to say hello.
I'll let you all go.
Mr. Ratkowitz is back on the line. I hope I said it right. Mr. Rad, I'll just say it that way.
Hi,
okay,
John.
Thanks for calling, John.
Bye.
See you Friday.
Yep, see ya.
Bye, John.
Thanks.
See you Friday.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Okay, and here we go. Sorry, I don't want to hang up on Ron when the line jumped. Okay, here, I'm going to pick up Ron. Hello, Ron, you're back.
Yeah, first of all, it's Mr. Rad to you, and why did you call my real name last name?
Sorry.
You blew my cover. How did people know that? You know, they didn't know
I'm sorry.
That.
Who is this again?
I think I'm fired this time, people. Right in.
Nah, you're okay.
Fired.
Okay, guys, I'm finally on the bus.
Yay!
And I feel like a sardine.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
Next time I go meet you, I'm going to not take a bus. I don't care. I will die flying next time.
Is it really that bad?
You know, it's not really bad. Now I'm a little hot and sweaty because I've been standing up, and I have no leg room, and I wanted a front seat. So,
Ron... haven't shared this yet, but understand that on one of your buses had cons.
Who told you that one? Did I tell you that?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Give me a question.
Who's on the bus?
X-Cons.
Golden Moon?
Is it X-Cons
so,
on the bus?
I was so scared.
Is anybody in orange jumpsuits?
And one was going, and they were all white-shirted ones. They were being released. Wait, who hears all that weird noise?
I don't know. We have someone with loud background noise.
Because it's not me. Even though I probably do.
It's you, Ron.
Is there music and TV going on in the bus there, Ron?
No.
No.
Here,
yeah,
let me see if it's me.
Don't look at me.
And the guy next to me is a really nice guy. He's being quiet.
Oh, there, it's gone. The Mommy, noise is gone.
Can I click on here?
Yeah, you look better.
That's funny. That's cute.
I wanted to say thank you for serving for us.
Michelle, while I've got a little quiet time, I've been dying to ask you, because I haven't talked to you since that endurance competition. Did that bring back memories of getting slammed into the wall?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys.
I was having deja vu. I was like, that's the competition that basically put me out of the house. If I had won that, it would have been great. But, yeah, I remember that little tiny circle wooden board that was embedded into my butt and my legs and how I got ripped from the wall. This time they didn't use the mesh against the wall because that's what got tangled into my foot and literally ripped me off of it.
Yep.
So, yeah, it would definitely brought me back.
Hey, I got something to talk about real quick.
What's that, Ron?
And, Paul, I thought about you when I was asking the guy. The guy next to me is a U.S. veteran. He was in the Air Force, and I just thought about Paul and everything, and I know... Paul, you were in the Army, weren't you, or the...
Yes, I was in the Army.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just was thinking about how you know, I feel honored that I'm able to sit next to somebody like that, you know, and like we were talking about the ex-cons, you know, and the people that I've seen, you know, I've met that moon guy that was talking to us, the people, I've been with people watching, and I love people watching, and it's just been amazing.
Hey, Ron, do you mind if we bring up Mandy,
no.
who wants to say hello to you? Hold on.
I wanted to
second.
Talk to John. Why did you hang up on him?
He hung up on us. Hi, Mandy.
Hello.
Hey, Mandy.
Hello.
Hello, Mandy.
I feel like thing for Mandy.
I'm almost there.
I cannot wait, guys.
When are you leaving, Mandy?
I leave here at my house about 10 p.m. on Thursday.
Thursday.
And I land in Vegas about 10 on Thursday morning.
Nice.
Not soon enough, right?
No, not soon enough. Those who follow me on Twitter know that I am literally about to explode if it does not happen.
Oh, it's going to happen, girl. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, I love everybody's tweets about Vegas. Vegas, especially Jeremy Arnold. That cracks me up, the Vegas.
Yeah,
that
was
funny. Awesome. But I got partly packed today, so I'm feeling better.
That's
and
good.
Now,
I
is the rat going, Andy?
What?
Is the rat going?
Yes. Today I had a little special friend show up on my doorstep and beg me to stow them away in my bag, and it's the DB-11 house rodent. So I have a little friend that's coming with me to keep me company.
I had a friend today come to meet me at the bus station.
We heard about that.
Who?
Vicky told us all about it, and you told us.
Oh, she called it in.
No, Vicky, she was in the chat room. She had to go. She was just saying she was so excited to meet you, and I said, I hope she gave you lots of hugs, and she said, oh, yes, that she loves hugging big teddy bears like Ron. So
I need to break
hey, wait,
in real
quick. Wait, I got to do something real quick, Paul. You can't break in yet. I have to break in. August 14th at the Ford Center over here in St. Louis, the Black Eyed Peas were there, and they probably sang a little boom, 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 and a boom, boom there. But they didn't do it as good as Michelle Costa.
I think so.
Actually, it's the Solar Center, I think. Wait, I don't know. We're traveling in St. Louis. If I go by Busch Stadium, I'm going to do something. So, Paul, break in fast, because if I go by Busch Stadium, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Because I think
all right.
I'm going to turn it down.
It's one of our friends returning to the chat room. She is actually just kind of lurking because she's grading papers right now, but you know her in Twitter as M. Tinney. It's Mary Oten.
Yay!
Hola!
Boo, St. Louis.
Hey,
blues.
Michelle, what did we sing earlier? I've already forgot.
Which one? The wheels go round or these boots are made for walking?
Oh, we sang that Ron missed it. Yeah, we sang these boots are made for walking.
That's right.
That was hysterical.
I'm not a little zoom zoom in there right now.
Zoom, zoom, zoom?
You always throw in a zoom, 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 Michelle.
I always throw in a zoom, 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 and then a boom, boom. And you know you got to shake your ass for that.
Hey, you know what? I'm on Brett Hall Avenue.
I stood up and dance. What'd you say?
I'm on Brett Hall Avenue.
Are you excited?
As in the bus
is Heather
moving, the wheels are turning?
Wait, is Heather in the chat room?
Heather is not in the chat room, sweetie.
Irish Eyes is not in the chat room.
Shit. Big giant.
We had 31 people at one time, so, you know. This has been fabulous. Everybody's come to hear your travels and said they've heard me talk. No, I'm just teasing.
No, I called in a couple times.
Yes, you did.
And now I'm going to my next last stop.
You're on the way to Denver.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. You know, hey, Christina.
Yes.
I believe there's a thing called Rocky. Scroll down on the sound wave.
Oh, uh-huh.
I think it's called, it's a John Denver song. It's
Rocky theme?
Mountain.
There's a Rocky theme, Rocky High, Rockstar.
Oh, Rocky High.
Put Rocky High. Push Rocky High real quick.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Okay.
No, keep on going.
Okay, I'm
gonna... Oh, it's okay now.
It will start it over, sweet dears. I was just saying that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean...
and Big John said that Unitard Boy is on the phone. He is happy you are on the phone.
I must gonna go by Bush Stadium or wherever they're calling it now. Stupid Stadium. Just we're heading out. My next destination is Kansas City. Here I come.
Go Chiefs. Not really.
What?
There is a request by Big John saying, should Ron try on the unitard during Nikki's show on Wednesday?
No.
You yourself said yes in the chat room. Della said yes.
I say no.
Yes. I say yes.
I say yes.
I say
yes.
No.
We don't care. You sit on. Yes.
See, I say no.
On Nikki's show, then we get, like,
Ryan.
The ones that are going, we want, like, private viewing beforehand.
And it lessens the shock on Sunday.
I will not put it on until Michelle is there to see me first. I'm not going to put it on.
Rich, you do have a good point.
Yeah,
what's
good point,
point,
Rich. I don't know
it.
What you said.
I want to make sure it fits.
It would lessen the surprise for Sunday if you showed it off before then.
You know what?
Right.
That is very true.
And ask Nikki, think he knows I'm going to style and profile it.
Hey, Ron, you got to show me, like, you know, just you and me.
That's right.
Hey, Ron, do you want to talk at all about any plans for tomorrow night's show? Is it a go or a maybe or what?
No, let's do it.
Let's do it. What, you want us to do it normal time?
Let's do it. 10 o'clock. Yeah,
oh,
10 o'clock.
Okay. Paul and I will work. We'll hammer out the details. Don't you worry.
Well, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1. Wait, that'd be like 1 o'clock in the morning for me. Oh, wait, I'm going backwards.
All right. You're having a Rennie moment.
Yeah, no doing it.
Michelle, were you there when that happened?
I don't think so, darling.
Darling.
That was so funny, and that's what's so funny about it. So 7 o'clock my time? Because I'll be in Denver. I'll be somewhere in between Denver and Vegas.
No,
and Denver
is 10 p.m. Eastern time will be 8 p.m. Denver time.
Okay,
so
you are only an
confused.
Hour ahead of me.
No, wait. Isn't Vegas 3 hours, though?
Yeah,
yes.
Vegas
is 3 hours. Is in the mountain time zone in Las Vegas.
I'll be out of the mountain by the time 10 o'clock gets here.
Okay, let me give it the rundown. Vegas is the same time as California. California
what
and Vegas
about,
are
what
Pacific
about,
time.
But what about
Denver
Utah.
Is mountain time. Utah? Are they mountain
Utah,
time too,
Utah
Paul?
Is in mountain time.
Yes,
they are an hour ahead of Pacific time.
This is what we're going to do. Is Christina will call me and tell me...
Where I am and what time is it over here?
Hey, Ron, where are you? What time is it?
Hey,
Ron.
Sorry, guys.
I have a question. So you get to Denver at 12 o'clock p.m.
tomorrow afternoon.
And then what is the next time frame of when you're leaving? Are you heading straight to Vegas or what's
straight
the next
Vegas.
Route? Straight to Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah, and I'm supposed to be there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Ron, when you get to Denver, how much of a layover do you have?
you know?
I think it's only going to be in like an hour there.
Well, that's good.
And, we have about 5 minutes, gang. We have someone, 603, that would like to say hi to Ron before, you know.
Hey, wait. Let me say something. It's still not, you know, there's still time to donate, just to let you guys know. I had a plug. I mean, come on. What am I without a plug? Well, I do want to say thank you to everyone that gave me the In-N-Out burger. Pick up the number 603 while I talk.
Okay.
Because you know, it takes a couple minutes to pick up the numbers since the jump's like that. And now, hey, Paul, did you tell Michelle you have respect for me now?
I haven't relayed it yet. Ron showed me, Michelle, what the switchboard looks like, and I so get what he has to go through for every show now.
And every once in a while, Michelle, it has reset on me.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, and
see,
this is
you guys
you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Who is this?
Pico.
Pico, huh?
It's not Jesse.
I do that every time I call. What's up?
Is it really Jesse?
No.
Not the man, the myth, the legend.
I am the legend.
Is it Mr. Pectacular in the house?
No.
No, is it really him?
No.
Who is it?
Ben.
Boom, boom.
It's Ben from the Boom Boom.
Oh, it's Ben.
No,
what's
who?
Up?
Wait, who?
It's
Ben. Ben from the Boom Boom Boom.
Hey, Ron.
Ron.
Yeah.
No one played this yet, so give me like 5 seconds.
What is that?
Another one bites.
Yeah.
Another one bites the dust, Ron.
Another one rides the bus.
Oh, another one rides the bus. Weird Al.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. This
right,
is
it is Weird Al.
Somebody had to do
all
it.
All I can say is, wheel on the bus, go around and around.
That was perfect.
I wanted to call and wish you a safe trip, Ron.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben,
thanks, Ben.
I'll try to text you my phone number. Or not Facebook you, because I don't have numbers with me.
Yeah, get in touch with me, because I have your old number, but I don't know if that's not. But, I just wanted to call and, wish you a safe trip and say hi to everyone real quick. And,
cool.
Al, I miss you and love you and hope to see you again soon.
maybe Toys for Tots soon.
Yay, Toys for Tots! Boom, boom, room!
Before the time runs out, Michelle, I've been chatting with a sweet niece of mine. Her name is Shauna, a longtime Big Brother fan, and I told her I'd say hi to you from her.
Oh, tell Shauna I said hi and give her a big hug and a kiss.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, Metal wanted to say goodbye. He's got to go, and we've got 1 minute remaining, so I would like, let's see who we've got left. I'd like Metal to be able to say goodbye to Ron and Ben to say goodbye to Ron.
Bye-bye.
Ron, have a safe trip.
I'll see you in Vegas, Metal.
See you on the live feeds.
Rich, too.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, and I would like
to
I would like to say, everybody, come back tomorrow at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. And then if you're in Mountain Time like Ron, it will be 8 Mountain Time.
What if you're Alaska time?
Sick.
So I want to say
then
goodbye.
Figure it out yourself.
This has been a great show. Thank you, Michelle and Paul, for being up here with me and for everybody who's come on and said hello and called in and said hi to Ron and good luck. And, Ron, I hope the rest of your trip goes smoothly, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you later.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for everybody for listening in, for chatting, for calling in. And the next time that I'll be chatting with you guys will be live from Vegas. So,
yes. You know what, Michelle? I'm hoping we can do like a live show, just us two, together. Maybe even if it's just an hour during the daytime, maybe sometime we'll pop one together.
10 seconds.
Alrighty, bye everybody.
Bye everyone.
Bye everyone. Love you guys.
Bye all.
See you in Vegas.
Bye.
See you now.